Sachastain is Das Beis Amid Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines from the top of the page on Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, that we start mentioning Hashem's strength, Gevuros Kishamim, from the first day of Sukkah. So the Gemara asks, Yiboy Elohu, we ask a question, Rabbi Eliezer, Mehecha Gomer Lo, where did Rabbi Eliezer know that we start Gevuros Kishamim on the first day of Sukkos? Mim Lulav Gomer Lo, did he learn it out from Lulav? Rashi explains that it's similar to the lulav shekashem shei efshel elu arba minim below geshamim, that just like the minim of the lulav can't grow without rain. Uba neratzos, and they come to appease alamayim on water. Kedarminim besukas, will say in Maseches Sukkah, kach yefshel olam below mayim. So too, the world can't survive without water. So do we say that you learn it out from lulav? Oh, minisu chamayim gomerla. Or we learn it out from the pouring of the water, the special libation of water that's brought in the mizbeach on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which also comes the ratzos alamayim to bring atonement when it comes to water. So which one does he learn it from? So what's the difference? So Gemara explains, milulav gomerla. Do we say that he learns it out from lulav? Malulav bayom avhazkar bayom. So when do we have? So we have an obligation to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkos, but it doesn't start at night. It only starts during the day. So too, the mentioning of mashiv haruach and regeshem, which is learned out connected to lulav, that both are coming laratzos and then coming for the rain. So that also is bayom and it begins with shacharis and does not begin the night beforehand with ma'ariv. O Dilma, or should we say minisuchamayim gomer lo, that it's learned out from the pouring of the water in the mizbeach? Manisuchamayim meurta, and just like the water pouring of the water is okay, even from laila, even from the night before, and even though normally karbanos are only brought by day, this was different. The amar mar umin chasam iniskehem, because we comment on the pasuk that says umin chasam iniskehem the menachos and the nesachim that are brought in the mizbeach, afilu b'layla, they're allowed to be brought in at night, afaz kara me'orta, so to you'd be able to mention the rain already from night, from Ma'ariv on the first day of Rishon. So which one did Rabbi Eliezer mean? When he said Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, the first day, does it begin at Ma'ariv or does it begin at Shacharis? So that question is going to hinge upon what the source is. If the source is Lulav, then it should start by Shacharis. If the source is Nisuch HaMayim, then just like that was done at night, this would also be done at night. That is the suffix, that's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. Let's try to answer this question. The Amar Rabbi Abahu, the Rabbi Abahu says, Lo l'mada Rabbi Eliezer elmi lulav, that Rabbi Eliezer only learned it out from lulav. And if it's learned out from lulav, then it would begin by day. Ikadamri, but others say, Rabbi Abahu, Gemara Gomer la, that he had a misora. It was a tradition that he learned it out from lulav. Ikadamri mas nisa shmile. And others say that he had learned the brisa, which in fact taught him that Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from lulav. Maihi, if it's learned out from a brisa, what brisa did he learn it out from that Rabbi Eliezer says that you know that we do mashiv haruach and meregeshem, we begin reciting it at day because we learn it out from lulav. Disanya, because we learn it in a brisa, me'em asayim azkirin ala geshamim. When do we begin mentioning the rain, Rabbi Eliezer, omer mishas netilas lulav? Rabbi Eliezer says, from the time that you take the lulav, when do you start taking the lulav? You don't take the lulav at night. You start taking the lulav in the morning of the first day of Sukkot. So Rabbi Shumar mishas hanachasam. And Rabbi Shua disagrees and says that you start doing Gevuros Kishamim the time that you put away the lulav, which is the end of Sukkot, right? Which is the machlokas that we had beforehand. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Shua, Ho varba as haminin halalu, since these four minim that you need for the mitzvah of lulav, right, the esog, the lulav, the hadas and arava, einan boin el ratzos alamayim, they only come, why are they coming? They're coming in order to be meratzeh when it comes to the water, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge us favorably and bring us good water and rain in the coming year. Ukashem Sha'arba min halalu yefshe b'hem b'lomayim. Just like these four minim require water, they can't grow without water. Kach yefshe l'olam b'lomayim. So too, the world will not survive without rain. Therefore, it makes sense to do it from the time. They're coming for the same purpose. They should start at the same time. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, but we have a different problem, the same problem that Rabbi Yeshua mentioned in the Mishnah as well. But having rain on sukkahs is a bad sign, because then we can't send the sukkah. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, the same thing that he answered before, Afani lo Amarti l'shol ela l'hasgar. He never said that we should ask for rain. Asking for rain, we would never do that, because that's a siman klolo, ela l'hasgar. But we have to mention the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who brings the rain at the right time. Ukashem shetchias amezkin mazgir kol hashana kula. And just like we mentioned, Tchias HaMeis, that Hashem is the one who has the strength, we praise Him as the one who has the koach to be able to resurrect the dead all year long. We always have that in Shemoneh Esrei. Ve'ena ela bizmana, even though it's only going to happen in the future at a set time. Kach maskim gerus kishonim kol hashana ve'ena ela bizmanon. So too, shouldn't we mention the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that brings rain at the all year long, even though it's not at the, shouldn't we mention the strength of Hashem as the one who brings Gevurah Hashem all year long, even though it's not the time when He's going to bring it, and therefore there's no problem mentioning it even during the time when it would be a kala. Lefichach, therefore, imbo lahazkir, if a person wants to mention kol hashana kula mazkir, even if he wants to mention it all year long, he would be allowed to mention it even in the dry season. You're not obligated to do it in the dry season, he said, but in the dry season, if you would want to, there's no problem. The Chacham didn't obligate it because it wasn't the right time of year. But there's no problem mentioning something at a time when it's not going to necessarily be present, or even when you don't even want it. Because we're talking about Hashem's, praising Hashem as the one who is able to do something. On this, the Brice expounds and says, Rabbi Omer, Ani Mishah Shemafsik L'Sheila. From Pesach, the time when you stop asking for rain in Saint Tal Matar and Baruch Aleinu, Kach Mavzik Lahazkara, then you should also stop asking, stop the mentioning of Hashem as the one who has the power of Gevurah Geshamim, even in Mashiach Ruach and Geshem at the beginning. And therefore, he's saying that you should only mention it at its right time. And therefore, that supports the idea that we shouldn't say it at the beginning of Sukkos, because it's a siman klala then. Rabbi Huda Mesera Omer Basheni Bechag Humazkir. You start mentioning it on the second day of Sukkos. We'll have to explain soon what the reason is for that. Rabbi Kiva Omer Bashishi Bechag Humazkir. On the sixth day of Sukkos is when we begin mentioning it. We'll have to understand that shortly as well. Rabbi Huda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ha'over Lefnei Atev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. The one who is the Chazin on the last day of Sukkos. Again, referring to Shmini Atzeres here. Ha'acharon, the last one, the second chazan, meaning the chazan from Musaf, Mazkir. He mentions Mashiv Aruch Meregeshem Gevurah Geshamim Harishon, but the one who does Shachris Eino Mazkir, he does not mention it. And then we said again, as we said earlier, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Sukkos, Harishon, the one who is the first one as the chazan in the morning, which is the Baal Shachris Mazkir, he still mentions Gevurah Geshamim. It still continues. Ha'acharon, when it comes to Musaf, that's Eino Mazkir. That's when we stop saying it. That's when we stop saying it again. This is the same as the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the Mishnah. So Gemara answers, Shapir Kamar Le Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. It seems to be that Rabbi Eliezer had a good response to Rabbi Yeshua, that since mentioning rain alone is not a siman klala, so what's the problem with mentioning it? Even it should be similar to Tchias HaMeisim, that we can mention, that we do mention all year long, even though it's only going to happen in the future. It's going to happen in a lost level, and that's not right now. No, Rabbi Yeshua says you're wrong. I understand when it comes to Tchias HaMeisim, the reason that we mention it all year long, because every day is potentially the day of Tchias HaMeisim, because maybe that's the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu will decide this is lost level. This is the time when the Bnei Yisrael deserve that Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen, and there is no set time. Elo Geshamim, when it comes during Kol Emos to Asyon Zimnayehi, any time that it comes, that is the time for it. Ve'atnan Yatzan Nisan, that if Nisan goes out, the Yardu Geshamim, and then rain falls, simen klalahem. That rain in the dry season is not a good sign. Shnemar halok tzirchi timayom. Because the pasuk says that when the geshamim come in the time when it's the tzirchi tim, that it's the time to cut the wheat, that's a simen close. So it's not comparable to Tchiyas HaMeisim, which potentially you want and should come every day. And that's why you should not mention even Mashiva Ruach, except at the time when it's appropriate for it to come. Then the Gemara continues to explain the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, B'shein b'chag humazkir. Then the second day of Sukkot, that's when you mention Mashiva Ruach. My time at Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? The sign, as we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Ne'emar b'sheini v'niskehem. That it says when it comes to the korban of the second day of Sukkot, when it comes to Tamid v'niskehem, and it's nisachim that come along with it, in the plural, it doesn't say v'niska, and it's nisachim, or in the singular, but they're niskehem, in the plural, v'ne'amar b'shishi u'nisachecha, and on the sixth day it says u'nisachecha, instead of v'niska, so we have an extra yud, v'ne'amar b'shvi, and it says when it comes to the seventh day, k'mishpatam, every other day it says k'mishpat, and here it says k'mishpatam in the plural, so you have an extra mem. So all of these extra and these differences that take place in the context of the Torah bringing down the psukim of the karbanos of Sukkos, hare, mem, yud, mem, we have an extra mem, an extra yud, and an extra mem, hare kan, what does that spell? Mayim. Spells water. What does that tell us? Mikan remez lenisach hamayim in ator. This is the hint that there is this concept of nisach hamayim, bringing the special water libation, that you see a hint to it in the Torah. Umayishna b'sheni dinakat. Why does the symbol is it? So why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say that you start asking for the gvuros kisham on the second day? Right? The remez of the word mayim is from Sukkim from other days as well. But the Chiramizi, Luhubikra, Basheni, Hudramizi, Hakkah, Bashin, Matkirin, the first extra letter in the Psukim, which leads to the Remez for Nisuch Hamayim, is the Mem, which comes on the second day, when we have the extra letter of Viniskehem, Hakkah, Basheni, Matkirin, and therefore on the second day of Sukkah, that's when we begin saying the Gevuros Kishamim to connect it to the Mayim, which is hinted to in the Torah as being that source for the Nisuch Hamayim. Then we have Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Bashishi bechag u'maskir," that you start mentioning Mashiva Ruach on the sixth day of Yontif. Shenemar, as it says, "Bashishi on the sixth day unisachecha." It says about the nisachim in the plural. Bishnei nisuchin akasim medaber. It must be that it's talking about two nisachim on one korban. On this korban tummy, there are two nisachim. How there are two nisachim? Echad nisach hamayim, one is the pouring of the water, and the other is ve'echad nisach hayayin, one is the pouring of the wine. And once we have that on this sixth day, we have the source for the nisach hamayim. Therefore, that becomes the time, because that's where it's hinted to about there being two, besides the nisach hayayin, which you normally have, you also have the nisach hamayim. That's why it's a day which is, again, connected to the nisach hamayim. It's also a time when it would make sense to start mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who has the gevura in the water, in the terms of Givuros Kishamim. Ve'ema tarvayu dechamro. Maybe the Torah is not hinting to two different types of nesachim. Maybe it's not a nisach of mayim and a nisach of yayin. Maybe it just means that you double the amount of wine. Savar lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira damar mizimayo. It must be that he does, still holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that there is this remez to the water. And therefore we know that there is a remez to mayim here. If there's a remez to mayim, then it makes sense that it's referring to the nisuch hamayim as well. He asks the Gemara, Yisav like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Neima Kavah. Say, if he does hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that it's learned out, we learn out the nisuch hamayim from the extra letters of mayim that are extra when it comes to the nisachim, the mem, yud, mem. Neima Kavasei. So we should start saying, he should say like him, that you start Gevuros Kishamim on the second day of Sukkot. Why does he wait until the sixth? The Gemara answers, "Kasavu Rabbi Akiva kiksiv nisach yoseira b'shishu dechsiv." Rabbi Akiva holds that when does it say the extra nisach from which we're going to learn that there is an extra korban nisachim on Sukkos? That is on the sixth day when it says unisachecha. So the ikar of the mitzvah of nisach
is talking about that. The remez that Rita talks about, that's a revelation of this of what this pasuk means. But again, in terms of more fundamentally where it's rooted in the plural of the nisachera, which is coming to teach us that there's both a nisach hamayim and a nisach of yayin. There's both the normal pouring of the wine, and there's also going to be accompanied by a pouring of water.
Okay, just to summarize what we saw. So the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Eliezer says that he starts saying Mashiva Ruach on the first day of Yom Tov, and the Gemara wanted to know, when is that? Well, the first day of Yom Tov, the day begins at night. So is it from the night, or is it from Shachris in the morning? The Gemara says that will be contingent on where he learns it out from. Do we learn it out from Netilas Lulav, the mitzvah of taking the lulav, which is only by day, or we learn it out from the special pouring of the water on the Mezbeach, the Nisuch HaMayim, which took place even at night. And Rabbi Avohu said that Rabbi Eliezer learned it out from lulav. Either he had that as a kavala from Rezer Beim, or he learned it out from a brisa where Rabbi Eliezer said it's Mishas Netilas Lulav. In that context of that brisa, so we brought up again the back and forth argument about mentioning, why are we mentioning the Shprente of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing rain if we don't want the rain at this time? And Rabbi Eliezer defended himself by saying that just like we mentioned Tchias HaMesim the entire year, even though it's not the time of Tchias HaMesim, so too, you can mention the rain the entire year, and you can even mention it in the dry season. We don't require that. We only require it and then the rainy season begins, and that already begins the beginning of Sukkos, but we're not asking for it until later in Sukkos. And to that, Rabbi Yeshua responded that you can't compare the two, because here, every day, when it comes to Tchias HaMesim, every day has the potential. We want the Tchias HaMesim to happen. When it comes to the rain, we don't want it to happen. It's a siman kala, as we said. Then the Braisa brought other opinions as to when we start saying it. We had the opinion of Yehudim and Mesir, they start saying it on the second day of Yom Tov, which learned out from the extra letters of the, when it comes to the Nesachim, written in the Torah, when it comes to those Korbanos, it's a Mem, Yud, and a Mem that are extra letters, that seem extra, which spells out Mayim. The first one is written by the second day, therefore you start saying it on the second day. Rabbi Kiva said you say it on the sixth day, because there it says Unesachecha in the plural, and that means that we learn out, one is Nisach HaMayim, one is Nisach HaYayin. And that's learned out, and then he says, then the fact that it's Mayim, he learns it out as a combination, it's not Yayin, and it is Mayim, is because he also learns out the Mayim, but the two drushas work together, that the main drusha is Unesachecha. How do we know that there's extra idea of Mayim specifically? So that we learned out from the Remez, which is in the extra letters of the Mem, Yud, Mem.